solemnly swear we are up to no good.
Welcome to We Solemnly Swear, a Mickelson podcast. We are a group of sisters who are diehard Harry Potter fans who want to share our crazy passion and knowledge with the wizarding world with our fellow Potterheads. Today we have...
Nadine, your get the hang off Hufflepuff or hearing Hufflepuff.
Oh, and Tori, you're realizing Ravenclaw. Sorry, Nadine, I was trying to give you a choice.
I should have said one or the other, but you got both, guys.
Yay! Nadine really knows her stuff. That's what we're just trying to get that across.
Get the hang off. that's funny. Any guesses? I mean, I know we kind of put the title in our podcast, so it's not like...
We always do.
People have to guess very much.
It's my one freedom. About. Come on, people. I get to choose cool words that describe us. And they happen to be alliterations.
Yeah, calm down. Well, we're excited because we had one of our really good fans. She writes us in a lot, and we really appreciate her. She wrote in and suggested that we do a mini-series on some of the other wizarding schools that there are in the wizarding world. And we were like, what a genius, fun idea. And we all really liked it. So we talked about it and decided to do it. So we're just going to highlight a different... school on each of the podcasts that we do. They might not be like back to back week to week, but we will get through them.
Oh yeah. Well, so we're just gonna do a background of it. There are 11 long established and prestigious wizarding schools worldwide, all of which are registered with the International Confederation of Wizards. Smaller and less well-regulated institutions have come and gone. They are difficult to keep track of and are rarely registered with the appropriate ministry. In which case, J.K. Rowling says, she's like, I cannot vouch for the standard of education that they might offer. anyone wishing to know whether there is an approved magical school in their region should address an OWL inquiry to the International Confederation of Wizards Educational Office. So today, we are going to focus... on Wagadoo. Just kidding. I tried to say it in my most horrible
American
accent. Wagadoo. No, it Wagadoo. Is the one in Uganda, and it's really, really pretty, and everyone says Wagadoo, but it's Wagadoo, as J.K. Rowling has guided us. Luckily, unfortunately, we didn't get a Victor Crumb teaching. We just... Nice, blatant, Hermione. Obvious. Yeah. Be honest. Everyone said Hermione until she got the fourth book.
No way. I have always said Hermione. Always. Since day one. Well, my mom read the first book to me, so she said Hermione.
All right. I can believe that Christine would totally read it in the perfect proper form. But my 11-year-old self totally said it wrong.
That's so funny.
I tried.
So I'll tell you a little bit about the location, and then Tori has some cool things about the location as well. So the location of Wagadoo is these mysterious, misty mountains called the Mountains misty of the Moon. Mountains. And it's a tall mountain range somewhere in Africa, and that's where the school is located. And it's kind of... like an unknown location. It's known to kind of be being a source to the Nile River, but it's said that today Muggle geographers are unsure which mountains were being described by the ancient writers when they are talking about these mountains of the moon. So one of the more probable locations that they've come to is the
I would say Ren. Like
Rwenzori Mountain Range in Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. But it's just interesting because it's like Muggle geographers can't find it, eh? Like, I wonder why. It's probably plotted, like, against It's got the magical enchantments where it can't be plotted.
Exactly. No, I was looking up this because I was very intrigued, and I could literally just talk about this all day. But the pictures of the Renzori are beautiful. They're very unique. Like, the plant life is gorgeous. And then when you see these giant, huge, beautiful mountains. And we live near the Rockies. Like, the mountains are huge and gorgeous and, like, very awesome. But these, in the pictures that of when you type in the Renzori, they are just, like, beautiful and these, like, misty... Like, it, like, mist covers the top, like, third, and it's beautiful. And I can totally picture, like, there's, like, the drawings on Pottermore, the WizardingWorld.com. And there's just, like, these drawings, and it's, like, a floating school on a mountain, and it's, like, surrounded by clouds. So it's, I could totally picture it. I also have to say that, like, I typed on a site, because before I typed in Renzori, I typed in Mountains of the Moon, and it, like, took me back to, like, oh, well, the Bible talks about all these things called the Mountains of the Moon, and it's like, oh, that's amazing. And it was like, that's like, nobody knows what it is, but everyone's guessing the Renzori. So I was like, that's amazing. Anyway, I was freaking out, really nerdy, but it was really cool. I also have to point out that Uganda is right above Lake Victoria, which is my name, and it is the coolest lake in the entire world. So, I really want to go to this school. Let's just...
It would be awesome.
Go swim in Lake Victoria.
Yeah, I think that's super, super cool. On the Wizarding World website, it says that the visitors that have gone to the school, they always speak of the stunning edifice carved out of the mountainside. And shrouded in mist, so that it sometimes appears simply to be floating in midair.
Yes.
So everything that you were describing with all the mist in those mountains.
Exactly.
Like, fits it so perfectly.
No, I love that. It's also, Ouagadougou is known to be the largest wizarding school, and, like, they said that it's, like, carved out of the mountainside, so it sounds like...
It's the whole mountain.
Yeah, like, the full mountain. Like, this is legit awesome. But I can totally picture, like, having... There's, like, the upper floors that have windows to the outside, and then you go down to, like, the dungeons deep down below, and you're like, oh. I don't know. It would be really cool to kind of just, like, try to picture it up.
Yeah, it's crazy. It said that... it mentioned on the Wizarding World website that... it's the largest, and they're, like, Africa has a number of other smaller wizarding schools.
Yeah.
Which throughout is... Throughout the whole... Yeah. But that Ouagadougou has stood the test of time, and it says for, like, at least 1,000 years, it had that enviable reputation. Oh, reputation. of just being, like, the largest wizarding school. So I thought that was really cool.
No, I like that. And that it's what you said, having it be founded over 1,000 years ago. That's, like, almost akin to Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Like, their founding. So it's, like, pretty deep and old magic. I think that's so flipping cool. And we're going to talk about more about how they learn and how they do stuff. And... I'm totally here for it.
Yeah. And, like, it's interesting because there's lots of legends and theories that all magic in the whole world originally, like, originates from Africa. So some people have the opinion that, like, that it is, like, the founding of the founding.
Like, the heart. The heart.
The heart. You go ahead and try to pronounce this name, because I'm going to butcher it.
All right. I apologize in advance. Babajide Akinbade. He succeeded Albus Dumbledore as the Supreme Mugwump of the International Confederation of Wizards. And he is from this school. So that's pretty awesome. I wanted to talk about this next part, because when I read it, I was totally here for it. And I'll tell you why after I read it.
Go for it.
So the students who do end up attending Wagadu, they learn that they have been accepted, not by owls or letters. They've learned by something called a dream messenger. J.K. Rowling said that this dream messenger, appears in the child's dream. And when the child awakes, they are discovered to be clutching like a token, usually a rock, stuff like that, with a symbol on it. Okay, I am 100% here for it. I have the most intense dreams. I have, like, my dream journal could totally become, like, the plot of thousands of movies. So I,
yeah,
like, this was, like, this called to me. Because even from, like, a really young age, I still can remember every single dream. Like they are retained in memory. So I'm just like, oh, my gosh, so I need funny. To go. Lake Victoria, yeah. The cool mountains, like, and the dream.
I know, but, like, because your dreams are so vivid and your imagination is so creative, I think as a child you would have been like, that's the dream. That's the dream. One. I saw them. They came to me. And then you'd be like, where's my rock?
Where's my rock?
I feel like every dream you'd be like, this is it.
This is the one. I've been chosen. I go to a better place. Oh, my gosh.
I wonder, like, what is engraving on it, like, what symbol or what writing, like, and if they have different houses.
Well, yeah, like, do you get chosen in that moment?
Sorted. Yeah, like, that would be, like, really cool.
Like,
because
they're in your brain, they see it, and they're like, I know you, child, and you're like, yes!
Yeah, and I was reading a theory from someone, and they were saying, like, the dream messenger kind of sounds like similar to a corporeal Patronus in the Harry Potter series. And that maybe it was something like that. But these dream messengers, whatever they are, they're physically giving you a rock. So I don't know. I mean, Patronuses, in my opinion, can't hold
objects.
Rocks.
No.
And give it to you. So I don't think it's someone's Patronus.
Well, so I don't know. This is what I'm thinking. So it sounds more like a pensive sort of thing. Like somehow they get that to travel to the brain of someone. And then when they know the location, they can use a port key sort of magic to get the rock there.
Oh, yeah.
Except it would be really bad if they, like, misjudged. My math was off.
Wrong world.
But that's what it's all in, like, the brain and stuff like that. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's cool and then also kind of creepy to think about magic that can enter your dreams.
Yes.
I'd feel a little violated. That's my dreams. Get out of there.
What are you doing here?
But it's super cool. No other school does it that way. Mm-hmm. It's mentioned on the website that's unique to Wagadu. It's also noted that the students that graduate from Wagadu are especially well-versed in astronomy, alchemy, and self-transfiguration.
Yes!
Which makes sense, given their location. And then the self-transfiguration part, another well-known fact about Wagadu is that they have, like, a team anime guy.
love, like, that.
Yeah.
Well, because, one, and they're doing it all so young. It's not so... Yeah. It's not so...
forbidden.
Yeah, like, there's not, like, five people that do it and then five people that do it, like, illegally. Everyone does it. They're all trying... Taught. It's like, it's pretty awesome. Like, that's awesome. And then I remember in our, when you were talking Animagus and all that kind of stuff, we talked about, like, random instances, and there was some guy that he could turn into a gerbil, and he got way pissed because these teenagers were, like, at will turning into these amazing, beautiful African creatures. And you're like,
And that's what's, like, it's very common for the animals that they change into. It's noted, like, cheetahs and elephants and different things, like, in that geographical area.
Yes.
Another cool thing about that team, though, is that they, like, do synchronized transformations. So
yeah,
it's
that's
not just,
pretty,
like,
legit.
We can all do this. It's just, like, I just imagine them, like, running off cliffs and, like, flipping and turning into their animals and just, like, doing all these really cool tricks. And it's it's noted on the website that a lot of, like, when the international wizarding world figured out that they could do this, that they were all super
peeved
threatened by the idea of these, like, 14-year-olds that can, like, do this awesome magic that mm-hmm. it's like, that's illegal in my country.
And that's illegal.
I don't know how to do that.
I think it's amazing. Like, I would, like, I need a transfer now.
Yeah.
No, something else that it mentions on J.K. Rowling's writings is that they, like, wands are more of a European sort of thing. So these students. It's very, like, it's with them using their hands and hand gestures and their fingers. And I feel like that's kind of, like, really, that's how they channel their magic. That's really cool. Like, it's all about, body language. No, it's, like, No, it's just, it's very in tune with themselves, which maybe is helpful to their self-transfiguration. Like, because they have to be very in tune to channel magic. That's why the Europeans have wands, so that they have, a channel. And so these kids mm-hmm. are like, no, like, I know how to handle it. I got this. Like, I picture, like, lightning in, like, their heart and stuff. They're like, yeah!
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was funny on there that, like, students are really well-versed with, like, the International Statue of Secrecy, like, because they use their fingers. And it was like, I didn't mean to cast a spell. I was just pointing at them, and, like, they just caught on fire. Like, I didn't mean to do it. And it's like, it's so true that, like, Harry casting a Patronus, he can't say, like, I didn't mean to. It's like, well, did you point your wand and say Expecto Patronum, because you obviously meant it. And the kids
that
go to Wagadu are like, well, I was just pointing at him, and it just, like, sparks flew. Like, I don't know.
I was just saying peace, man. Like, bye. I didn't mean.
So I do not envy the guy that has that job of, like, discerning, like, whether there was intent. I'm sure they just get away with it. Because, like, how can you?
Oh, yeah. 100%. They're just like, crap. His job is basically just, like, making sure he's like, please don't do it again. Like,
just be careful next time. Yeah, maybe that's how they do it, of, like, repeat offenders.
Exactly. They're like,
you knew that was going to happen. Remember last time?
Yes. I love it.
Oh, man. So I would sign up for the school. Oh. I mean, it doesn't really look like you can sign up.
Come to me in my dreams. Yeah, Wagadu. I am ready for you.
Oh, man. I love it. I really feel like the scenery of that school, though, would just be...
Oh, yeah.
Just magical in and of itself. Like, I would never want to leave. But I think that about Hogwarts, too. They just pick really good locations.
Except it's probably warmer in Uganda than it is Scotland.
Yeah, that's true. They don't have snowball fights in Hogsmeade.
No. Mud ball fights? Synchronized mud ball fights.
They play in the Nile.
They go and swim in Lake Victoria? Come on.
Yeah.
There's beautiful waterfalls. I'm down. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And we don't know the different, like, houses for Wagadu, do we?
No, they don't mention that. I feel like, I mean, in reading and researching a lot of these schools, the most we know is, like, Ilvermorny and Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Have the most writing where they go in depth like that. Yeah. So,
even, like...
I bet they have something similar, especially being such a big school, but maybe they don't because they're so big. It's like, well... Just go to your classes.
Go practice astronomy and self-transfiguration. Yeah. Like, you got this. All together now.
Yeah, I can only, like, imagine all the architecture, like, being made from a mountain. It just gets me so excited. Like, I just want to go.
I know, right? No, this is the total...
Let's plan a trip.
Yes. The total nerd in me, but I'm totally picturing, like, a Minas Tirith sort of thing. But, like, ooh, in the air. Like, in the mountain, carved.
Yeah.
The tunnels. Anyway. The Tenons.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
I guess that's Helm's Deep, not Minas Tirith. Well, but yeah, still.
Helm's Deep has the tunnels, but it doesn't say that Minas Tirith doesn't have tunnels.
Right? I would put tunnels in that thing. It's a friggin' mountain.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Enough of... Get back to the writing fandom here.
Oh, man.
No.
Well, you guys tell us what you think as our fans.
Yeah. Like, I want to know, like, because, I mean, sorry, I'm going to take us back to their self-transfiguration animagus kind of stuff. Like, you know, yeah. There's cheetahs and elephants and lions, and that's what you think of when you think of Africa. But, like, there's a lot of, like, pretty formidable looking, like, antelope slash...
Oh, for sure.
I don't know. The equivalent of the American elk. Yeah, like those kind of things.
Yeah.
Like, my dad went there and he has a kudu, and it is legitimately the coolest animal in the entire world.
For sure.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, like when I think of warthogs, I think of Pumbaa. And I'm like, that's not cool or threatening at all. And then you actually look at a warthog, like a real warthog. And
they're
like,
pretty gnarly. Crap.
Like beast mode.
They're
like,
pretty gnarly.
Legit animal.
So, Nadine, when I read originally, I'm just going to say this, and I'm so sorry. I don't want to put this in other people's brains. But when I read, when you wrote this, I read the what is it, synchronized?
The
synchronized animagus like team. I kept picturing like I just can't wait to be king. Like they're like dancing all together and like in like a tower. No. Like oh my gosh,
circle of life.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so if anyone,
dude, they could totally do it.
Please donate me.
Maybe that's where Disney got their inspiration from.
Some kid. He's like, I know I'm supposed to be doing something else in the Wizarding World, but this is my calling. Like, the subliminal messages, they've been coming at us for years, guys. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Lion King is a classic.
Yes, it is. Oh, man.
I'm going to be singing that all night.
Just picture a bunch of teenagers reenacting it, okay? Like, the hardcore theater kids. They're like, we got this. Okay. Anyway. Also, I know that, like, okay, sorry, I'm just going to keep going. Oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry.
You go, girl.
So, you know how, like, we know the Animagus people that we know, like, James, Sirius, Remus, all that kind of thing. Well, not Remus, JK. Peter, not Remus, and then, like, Rita. Anyway, those people, like, they have, like, markers, and it kind of fits their personality kind of a thing. Like,
right.
Sirius is literally named from a dog, and then he's very, like, loyal. He's very, like, protective, very kind. Anyway, those kind of things bleed through. So, like, I'm picturing this anime guy team. They're like, we need an elephant man. So they're, like, scouting out. They're like, who's the toughest, buffest guy out here? Kind of like, I can just picture them, like, they're, like, scouting. They're like, hey, you want to join the Animagus team? Like, you want to buy a sundial? Like, I can totally picture it. Being like, no, like, no, you need to fit the part. Anyway.
They're like, no more people that can run fast. We have plenty of cheetahs.
Right? We need like a weasel. There's no weasels there. A meerkat. There we go.
A meerkat, yeah, not a weasel. You need Timon.
We need a baboon. Oh,
yes.
Sorry.
Anyway. I didn't even think about that. I would want to be a baboon.
They're pretty fierce, and they're pretty cool looking. They're terrifying, let's be honest.
They are terrifying. And then I just would, like, feel like Rafiki.
I would feel like Rafiki. In my heart, I'd know I'd be Rafiki, but I would
just
look...
go to all my friends and, like, paint red dust on their foreheads and just be wise.
I just, yeah. Rafiki. Like, I'm just trying to put, like, common personal attributes into animals. And then, like, how would that come out in a person? They're like, we need someone proud and ferocious, like our lion, and then we need our monkeys. Where's our weirdos? Oh, anyway.
Let's
do this. All right, well, that is Wagadoo. Thank you for going on our random tangents with us. But remember, you can always reach out to us on social media. Please reach out to us. We always love it. And then also just mention what you think your animagus would be if you went to Wagadoo. Our social media is at We Solemnly Swear Cast. And I expect all the animals. Leave us your insight, ask us your questions, and we're going to keep going with these because these are really fun. And I like it. I like learning about other schools.
For sure.
I'm transferring to Ouagadougou, let's be honest.
I'm getting a dual degree.
I got this. Dual degree.
Yeah. Mischief managed.